I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error. Go stronger.
Holy Hour of Power, Straight Talk Catholicism. This is a Terry and Jesse show. My name is Jesse Romero. I am the Latin lover of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I'm also part of Latinos for Trump. Terry.
Amen. And Terry Barber, the Lebanese lover of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have Father Frank Pavone. Father Frank, tell us about you love Jesus also, correct?
Jesus is Lord, and Amen. Nobody can say that except in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That's why we're saying it together. We're
Absolutely.
Bound up in his mystical body, and he's Lord of all, and he's the first and most important relationship in our lives.
Well said.
Amen.
And today,
Father, give us a breakdown of the gospel today. It's real short. I'll just read it, and if you could just give us a one-minute
But let me just interrupt. Before you do the gospel, I want to remind everybody something important that's coming up. The 7th of November, it's What Every Catholic Needs to Know. It's a virtual conference. Dr. Scott Hahn, Tim Staples, Jesse Romero, Steve Ray, Father Bill Casey, Deacon Alex Jones, Brant Petrie, Dr. Michael Barber, Kimberly Hahn. Are you kidding me? Yes, I had this done years ago, but we're redoing it on a virtual conference the 7th of November. If you want to register, go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org or call us at 877-526-2151. Before we do the gospel reading, I want to let everybody know the teaser for today. Father Frank Pavone's going to give us some great information about blowing apart a dozen myths about President Trump. Should be really, really good.
Mm.
And I'm looking forward to that. Now, Jess, yes, let's get that gospel in now, brother. Sorry to interrupt you on that. Go ahead.
Gospel of Luke chapter 12. We'll let Father give the reflection. I'll read it.
Yep.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Father, comments?
Yes, you know, girding their loins, that the garments were long and flowing. But if they had to be ready to run at a moment's notice, they would pick up those garments so that their legs and knees could move more freely and kind of secure them at their waist. And this is the way, remember, the Israelites were asked to eat the first Passover. Loins girt, sandals on, because they weren't wearing sandals inside the house, but they said, put them on, the Lord said, so that you could be ready to flee as soon as those firstborn of Egypt are slain. And then he said, have your staff in your hand. So this evokes the same kind of imagery. And what it does is reminds us spiritually that the Lord comes and can come at any unexpected moment. And we always have to be ready. We have to be ready for him to come in those little nudges of grace that will inspire us to do something good or remind us to renounce something bad. We have to be ready for him to come when he calls us to the judgment seat and to the life of the next world. And we have to be ready for him to come at the end of time. And he doesn't tell us when any of these things are going to happen, but he says, always be in the state of grace, always be spiritually ready, always be eager, in fact, to be with the Lord. And this vigilance is not just be ready when he comes, but also, as he says in another gospel passage, read the signs of the times. Just like you can tell the weather from looking at the sky, read the signs of the times. And of course, that ties in with what we're going to talk about next in terms of this election and recognizing the gravity of the choice that is right in front of us now.
Well said, Father. And what follows also that fits right into that gospel reading is what Fulton J. Sheen is going to tell us. So let's bring the smartest guy into the room through that locomotive train, if we can. All right, I don't hear the whistle, but I'm going to bring him in anyway. I've used this quote, but I think it fits, Father Frank. Hey, there it is. Full Sheen ahead. I guess the train's running a little late today, but that's all right. Fulton Sheen's here with us. I want to use this quote again because it fits the gospel and it fits the theme, blowing apart a dozen myths about President Trump. Well, here's what Bishop Sheen says for all of us right now before this election. Think of it in terms of the election. Bishop Sheen says, the refusal to take sides on a great moral issue is in itself a decision. It is a silent acquiescence to evil. The tragedy of our time is that those who still believe in the honesty lack fire and conviction, while those who believe in dishonesty are full of passionate conviction. Father Frank, this was written 60 years ago, but it sounds like it could be applied to us in 2020. Am I onto something?
Oh, absolutely. The dishonesty is unbelievable. You know, it would be one thing if we were having just a political debate in this country.
Yeah.
But the Democrat side is smearing, the left smears. They engage in lies.
Yep.
We're not talking about ignorance. You know, at the end of the chapter 9 of John, where we have the story of the man born blind, Jesus says to the Pharisees, if you were blind, there would be no sin in that.
Right.
But we see, you say, and your sin remains. So just not knowing, hey, listen, there's all plenty of things we all don't know. We want to learn. But it's the willful ignorance. It's the deliberate lying after a lie has been refuted time and time again that we see coming from the other side. And to me, that's a sign that, number one, they've got no message. They've got no persuasive platform on the left. They're not about building up. They're about destroying. And number two, they're desperate because they see our side is winning. So what I did was I put up a website just yesterday called electionhonesty.com.org.net. They all work. Election Honesty. And you know, we're men of faith, right? We're our audience are people of faith. And we know what calumny is. We know what slander is. We know what rash judgment is. We've got to conduct this process as spiritual people who want to avoid the sins of rash judgment and calumny. And yet those sins are being committed constantly against the president and against the Republicans. And in at electionhonesty.com, I go through 12 frequent lies about the president, and I give original sources and short, succinct explanations to empower our people to have the kind of conversations, debates, discussions that are going on right now as people are beginning to vote.
Beautiful. Well, let's get to him, Jess.
Yeah. Hey, Terry, I just want to play real quick. I want Father to listen to the opening prayer. I did the opening prayer yesterday for President Trump at Tucson, Arizona at the rally. Just 1 minute. I just want to play
it for
the audience.
Yeah.
Mr. Engineer, can you play the clip?
Okay, he can't play it yet, so we'll wait later. So, Father Frank, let's get into these myths. And again, Father Frank, you know, it's one thing to be mistaken about a candidate or not to have the whole story. And I think that you're giving a great service to the church and to all Americans to set the record straight about Trump. So let's get right into these. The first one, yes.
Yeah. As we preface the Father's incredible, you know, His apologetics, I would say, into defending President Trump. Just for the audience, Terry, I would just want to say something because I've been an athlete all my life, and so have you.
That's right.
And I think about it this way, in the common sense level. President Trump is like a football coach who keeps winning Super Bowls, okay? 3 years in a row, he's been winning Super Bowls. Are you going to fire a coach who keeps on winning Super Bowls? Now, Joe Biden is like a football coach who's never won a Super Bowl in 47 years, and you're going to hire him to run your football team fire the coach who's won 3 Super Bowls? Are you kidding me? I just want to preface it with that.
That's a good analogy, Jess. Go ahead,
yeah,
Father.
It works for men. It works for
men.
Does. Father,
I get it.
Comment on that? Comment. Does it make sense?
No, that's great. Absolutely. The success is there to see. You know, President Trump's list of accomplishments, which you can see at our special site, prolifepresident.com, is pretty long. And if he's only been in office not even 4 years, Biden, 47 years, it ought to be at least 10, 11 times longer, right?
Of course.
And yet I have never seen it.
All right. Why don't you really tell me what you think, Father Frank? Let's go to the number one lie. Number one says President Trump said COVID was a hoax. He had no plan to combat it, and he's responsible for over 200,000 deaths. I heard that right in the vice president debate. I mean, this has been said over and over again. What's the facts about that, Father?
Well, the facts about it is he never called the virus a hoax. What he said was a hoax was the Democrats' criticism of him in regard to the virus, just as they criticized him in so many other ways. He was never calling the virus a hoax. Secondly, as far as not having a plan, Congress just issued a report at the beginning of this month on the coronavirus response by the administration. And it at the end of that report, it says, following are links, okay, to the national plans, plural, that the president and his team drew up and implemented to deal with this virus. You know how many links are there, Terry and
tell
Jesse?
Tell me.
145 links.
Wow.
I love
each to a separate plan or document dealing with testing, distribution of medical equipment, dealing with the schools, dealing with prisons, dealing with travel, dealing with the economy, and on it goes. So yeah, he had a plan and he executed that plan. And as far as the 200,000 deaths, listen, practically every country in the world has been afflicted by this. And has everybody in all those countries, because people died from the virus, you're going to hold their leaders responsible as if they went and injected them with the virus? Dr. Deborah Birx said if we did everything perfectly, there would be approximately 200,000 deaths.
Yeah.
I think it looks like we've done everything just about as perfectly as is humanly possible.
Well, Father Frank, we're going to take a quick break, but you know as well as I do, if you tell the lie often enough, people will believe it. And this is why it's important that we're setting the record straight regarding President Trump, blowing apart a dozen myths about President Trump with Father Frank Pavone. You're on with Terry and Jesse. We'll come back after this quick break. Don't turn that dial. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, Here's Terry and Jesse.
I think
I'm actually Catholics for Trump. I'm actually Latinos for Trump. And I'm actually cops for Trump. I'm a retired Los Angeles deputy sheriff. I want to pray. You know, the Holy Bible tells us that we should pray for our government and those people in leadership in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. And so let's pray for the most amazing president since Abraham Lincoln. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, you gave us President Trump for such a time as this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we call upon the Holy Spirit to fill the heart of President Trump with wisdom and understanding and the fire of your love. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and fill the heart of President Trump with heavenly grace. Enlighten him, guide him, strengthen him, console him, sanctify him. Place a protective hedge around him and the First Lady. Oh God, send forth your Holy Spirit to President Trump so that he can renew the face of America. And we ask for God's wisdom to guide our dear president, God's word to speak to him, God's hand to guide him and guard him, God's shield to protect him. Oh God, shine your face upon him and bless him abundantly and cover him under the shadow of your wings. Lord, we pray for the health and welfare of President Trump. Lord, be his strength. Wash him with the precious blood of your son, Jesus. Oh, good Jesus, hear President Trump as he calls to you from the depths of his heart and give him the wisdom to govern your people and govern your nation. Oh, God, protect President Trump from the evil one and send forth your protective angels to stand guard over him and the First Lady and destroy all curses from his enemies and protect him as he stays awake and watch over him as he sleeps. Lord God, supply all his needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. To God, our Father, be glory forever and ever. Amen.
That was yesterday's prayer at the Trump rally in Tucson, Arizona.
Love it.
There's probably about 5,000 people there, so, and there was only 5,000 seats. They were all full. Many people couldn't get in. And if you notice, Father and Terry, since you're both Catholics, most of the people there weren't Catholic.
No, I could tell.
And I had a very, very, very positive response. And what I did is I cobbled a bunch of Catholic prayers together. As you notice, I took some stuff from the Anima Christi.
Yep.
I took some prayers from the Come Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I took some prayers from the Lorica of St. Patrick's Breastplate Prayer.
Yep.
And another, there's another prayer I use. I cobbled four Catholic prayers together and just kind of mishmashed them.
Great.
And there it is.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that was great, Jesse, that you were able to lead that prayer. You know, I was at one of the recent Florida rallies for President Trump. There's nothing like a Trump rally. And I really want to encourage our viewers here today, watch the rallies. There's another one tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. It'll be in Pennsylvania. In fact, there's one practically every day now, sometimes more than one a day. And RSB Network, Right Side Broadcasting, is the footage we just saw.
Right.
We air the broadcasts on our endabortion.tv. But wherever you find them, really, friends, you know, for yourselves and for those you're trying to influence, watch these rally speeches. You will be inspired, instructed, and fired up.
Amen. That's right.
Father, so line number two, people, the left is always saying that President Trump made disparaging comments about the military. What are the facts?
The facts are that he did not. And even John Bolton, who's no friend of the president, said that that report, which came out in an Atlanta, in a story in the Atlantic recently, is simply false. So these people are just making things up. Numerous people who were with him on that trip and who work with him day by day said, no, that's nonsense. In fact, you know, you look at the at what he's done for the military, strengthening the military, building it up, what he's done for the veterans. My goodness, is a 91% approval rating now. 91% of the VA brought in VA accountability, VA choice. I mean, this guy's done more for vets and for the military than anybody. And so that he made disparaging comments, it's a complete fabrication. And the people that are, as they say, that were with him say so.
Just the facts, Father Frank, and I love it. Number three, the president instituted a Muslim ban. True or false?
That's false. And even the Supreme Court said it was false because the executive order that he issued in 2017, and it was followed by a few modified versions of it, was actually an executive order that was called, get this, Protecting the Nation from Foreign Terrorist Entry into the United States. Hey, that seems like a pretty good idea to me.
You think?
And that was what the executive order was about, keeping terrorists from entering the country. Now, he's took it together with the Department of Homeland Security, the Attorney General, the Secretary of State, and many other people took care to evaluate 200 nations to make sure that when they allow people to travel, that they're vetting, screening potential terrorists. And, you know, 200 countries is a lot of countries, but only seven in this executive order. The president said, you know what, they're either state sponsors of terror, or they don't have the kind of centralized government or the methodologies that adequately screen people. So until they get their act together, we're not going to let them in. And so it's a reasonable approach. And only one of those seven countries in the original executive order was among the 10 top Muslim countries of the world. There were 40 countries considered Muslim countries that weren't even touched by this executive order. So by no means was it motivated by religion. It was motivated by safety and screening terrorists. And even the Supreme Court agreed with that.
Yeah, it was motivated by actual countries that are an actual threat. And so thanks, Father. You just hit that one out of the park. So here's another lie that the left is always putting out there. They're saying the president won't denounce white supremacy. Father, can you put that one to rest?
Well, he did. And, you know, again, I want to remind our viewers that electionhonesty.com will give you all the links to these original sources. One of the reports there shows him, you know, 19 different public statements he made denouncing white supremacy. Some of these statements are official statements on the whitehouse.gov website. He has denounced white supremacy. I don't know how many times he has to say it in order for the left to stop saying that he didn't say it. But it really is, this is one of the clearest up and down examples of an outright refusal. You know, we talk in the church about, you know, willful ignorance, culpable ignorance, an outright refusal to accept the facts which are there in black and white for everybody to read. This president has clearly, multiple times, publicly, officially denounced white supremacy. Why does the other side keep asking him to denounce white supremacy? I mean, this is not an honest political debate. And this is where we see the true colors of both sides.
Tell the lie often enough, people are going to believe it. That's what I keep hearing, Father.
Father, and I noticed that Joe Biden and Harris have not denounced Black Lives Matter and Antifa because we see actually there's a financial connection to that party from Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And the press never ask him about it. They ask him softball questions like, hey, you know, nice tie today. Where'd you buy it at? Where'd you buy your shoes at? They ask him complete softball questions, and what they ask President Trump are gotcha questions. It's very obvious what's happening and how biased the media is. It's horrible. The media to me is almost like Pravda today. The mainstream media is almost Pravda at this point.
Bad.
Well,
bad.
Jesse, just because you're saying this, big tech censorship of political news is out to get, I think, Trump. I'm just being honest with you. We have that investigation going on. I mean, YouTube, Facebook, all these social medias are not letting the truth come out. And I'll tell you how bad it is, Father Frank. And after this show, we have Bishop Strickland on, and we were doing the Ten Commandments. And on the seventh commandment, excuse me, the sixth commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery, they've censored our show, saying that offended their listenership. And wow, right now, President Trump is offending their listenership, and that's what they're using to avoid that. So it's just, it's tragic what's happening. But let me throw one more that you got here that's a false thing. I hear it all the time. President Trump did not pay his taxes. True or false?
Well, that's false. He paid every dollar that he owed. The critics about his taxes, and this came in a New York Times story, are failing to acknowledge that the tax code, which is quite complex, but which President Trump knows how to use, allows people who have invested so much into the economy, like Donald Trump has, with all the building projects and all the work that he did over the years, allows you to build up tax credit. And he paid everything that he owed, millions of dollars in taxes. And they were looking at the year 2017 in particular. He paid everything he owed, except he paid all but a little bit of it by via credit rather than via cash. And they said, oh, he only paid $750 in taxes. No, he paid $750 that year in cash and $7 million and some odd dollars in credit using the tax system. He did everything perfectly legal. You notice what these people try to do. It's deceptive. Oh, he paid $750 in taxes. Well, are they saying he did anything illegal? No, he did not. He used the tax code in the way that a smart person who knows the tax code is able to use it. So these people are sick. They're sick.
Yeah.
They take these things and they don't want to be honest, and they don't want to, you know, put on their thinking cap for 2.5 minutes to understand that you know, being able to avoid having to, you know, get a big tax bill, being able to avoid that is not the same thing as evading it. He paid every penny that he owed.
Father Frank, let me give an analogy all of us will listen. No, if you're age 55 and you sell your house, you've been there the last 7 to 10 years, the tax code says you don't have to pay capital gains on the profit on your property. Now, if someone sells their house and says, oh, it's all right, I'm 55 and I know I don't have to pay the $100,000 capital gain tax. But if they pay it, I call them stupid. I'm just sorry to say it. You use the tax credits that they have given. You follow what the IRS gives you as a way to pay less taxes. That's all President Trump is doing. And I think everyone listening can relate to that, because when I do my taxes, I look at all my investments. I look at what I'm going to be able to write off, because I'd be foolish if I didn't. And you know what? President Trump's a good businessman. And I'll tell you what, look what's happened to our country when a businessman has run it for the last 3.5 years versus a politician. Case closed.
Terry, here's from our engineer who's he's got a law degree. He says, it's like anybody's tax return. Just because you get a refund doesn't mean you didn't pay taxes. It means you overpaid.
Yep.
Simple.
Right.
We'll be right back.
A lot of questions for Father Frank Pavone.
We'll be right back with more. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Oh, and he's got an incredible list of what I would call political apologetics using his common sense and his Catholic theology. You can find all of this at electionhonesty.com. Everybody should post this on their social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever you have. Go to electionhonesty.com, post it now, because Father Frank Pavone has spent the time refuting the 12 most commonly asked questions or objections against President Trump, and they're just plain false. It's plain, pure Pravda propaganda. Let's go to question number five, or lie number five. The lie number five is that you have the left constantly saying that President Trump is a racist. Father, what say you?
Well, if he were, he would be doing a pretty bad job at it, having helped the black community in such a way that no other president has done since Abraham Lincoln, the Platinum Plan, the First Step Act, the funding of the historically black colleges and universities. He's doing these things on his own initiative, and he loves these people. You're part of the Latinos for Trump. You know that he's getting record polling now, approval within the Hispanic community. Alveda King is part of our ministry, and she's a great fan of President Trump. She knows racism when she sees it. You know, look, it's total nonsense, because he never was accused of this during his long public career. Never was accused of it until he became a Republican candidate for president. And the left has used this charge of racism against all the previous Republican candidates for president, and sometimes against some of their own Democrats. So and they use it against us in the pro-life movement. I've been at plenty of demonstrations. They say, racist. These people can't name a single racist thing that President Trump has done. And you know, you can see online, you know, examples of, you know, people holding signs, you know, Trump is a racist. And then people coming up to them saying, well, tell me exactly how. Give me one example.
Yeah.
And they can't. So it's a total fabrication.
I hear you.
Father, let me just add, I'm looking here in the internet. President Trump is here. He's taking a picture with George Foreman. He's got another picture here with Muhammad Ali. There's another picture of him here with Al Sharpton. He's got another picture here with Jesse Jackson. Are you kidding? They all loved him before he became Republican. Here's something else interesting that I just discovered. You know, before he ran for president, obviously we know he had a gold star in Hollywood. Also, he had one of the most successful television shows ever in Hollywood, called the,
Apprentice.
Yeah, there you go. And here's something else that I just discovered. This is how loved he was before he ran for president. His name was mentioned 135 times in black rap music and black rap lyrics before he became president. He was a household name in black rap genre. They loved him. All of a sudden, he gets an R behind his name, and all of a sudden, the sky's falling in. The fact of the matter is, if you look at the Democrat Party, they're the party of Jim Crow laws. They're the party
of
slavery.
Right.
That's a fact.
They're the party of slavery. These are facts. And Father, President Trump brings this out very well in a lot of his speeches. He says, look at all the cities run by Democrat governors and Democrat mayors. You have large unemployment, you know, jobs overseas, homelessness, drug addiction, failing schools, dilapidated neighborhoods. This is what the Democrats have given blacks and Latinos for the last 40 or 50 years. And President Trump is doing something about it.
He's doing something about it. He brought unemployment among the black community and the Hispanic community to record low numbers pre-pandemic. And now it's getting back there again. I mean, look at what the man has done. It's just amazing. So, no, this is a silly accusation. And there's a website, stillnotracist.com, that I link to from the electiononesty.com. Still not racist. Really great.
And
great
Father,
video.
Before I go to lie number six, which is President Trump is against immigrants, I want to make sure you still, we've been reporting to tell people to go to life, to go to Priest for Life for the, you have a voter's guide in Spanish and in English. Is that still there?
Yes, yes, yes. That's at votinginfo.net.
Excellent.
Votinginfo.net. Right.
Excellent. Okay, next lie. President Trump is against immigrants.
Well, his wife is an immigrant. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he's against his, you'd have to say he's against his wife.
Yeah.
No, he loves immigrants. He has always said repeatedly throughout the campaign, throughout his administration, we want immigrants to come into our country. Our country continues to welcome 1 million immigrants a year, far more than any country on earth. He says, yes, of course, we want immigrants, but we want them to come in legally. Now, that's no more restrictive than what the Catholic Catechism says about immigrants.
You got
sure, people should be welcomed if the welcoming country is able to receive them. They should be welcomed, but they have to obey the laws of the country they're trying to get into. So it's not anti-immigrant to say we want to crack down on illegal immigration. It's not anti-immigrant to say, hey, wait a minute, if people are walking across our borders, and let me show you a hypocrisy of the Democrats. They're opposed to President Trump saying that people should not be able to walk across the borders without being screened in some way, because who knows what kinds of infectious diseases they might be carrying.
Of course.
The Democrats want these folks to just stroll across the border and wander into our communities. God knows what kind of infectious disease they might have. And meanwhile, when President Trump wants to debate Joe Biden in person, oh, no, I might catch COVID-19. Oh, you guys are having a rally. You're making a super spreader event of the virus. These hypocrites.
Yep.
You're letting people come over the border and you're not doing anything. You don't know. And plus, you don't know who's criminals. And it's not, that doesn't say logically, it doesn't follow that he's saying everybody who comes across the border is a murderer and a rapist. But he's completely accurate in saying that some of them are. And he wants to protect us from that.
Well, Father Frank, I just got this from the Trump administration. The illegal immigration dropped 70% between May of this year and August of this year. And during the past fiscal year alone, U.S. law enforcement seized over 100,000 pounds of cocaine, 83,000 pounds of meth, on and on and on. They've built 370 miles of border wall in Arizona to protect the people. I'm not sure I get what the other position's side is because, you said, the catechism says that countries have a right to regulate immigration, and that's what President Trump is doing.
Well, they have a right and they have a duty to protect the citizens that are here already and for that matter, to protect the people that are coming over the border.
Amen.
Because the other thing that President Trump has done is a record number of increased number of convictions for human trafficking, which is a key issue for Pope Francis, key issue for anyone of goodwill. Of and it's like he's cracking down on this. And that's what, you know, this so-called coming over the border, you know, stuff. You know, people are doing this for evil reasons times, taking women and children and trafficking operations.
Yep. You got it.
Yeah, there's I know this because I have family members that have been victims of him. Forced prostitution, forced sodomy.
Yep.
They rip you off from your money. They don't. They leave you in the desert to die. This is organized crime that's behind this. It's the Mexican cartels that are behind this. It's a huge. It's a huge cash cow for the Mexican cartels. And again, you have human sex trafficking, forced prostitution. You have many people that just they take their money, say, okay, I'll pay you the $3,000 to get me over, and they leave you right in the desert to die. This is one of the most egregious things that so much crime takes place there. It's an hornet's nest of crime for the cartels. And President Trump is the first president on both sides of the aisle that's willing to do something about it because he knows so much evil happens right there in those borders. And we can regulate or control or moderate or temper that evil. We say everybody got to come in through the front door.
Not through the window.
Not through the window, not through the chimney. And when you look at the catechism's position on immigration, 2241,
yep.
It's President Trump has taken that as his template. Here's one more thing I'm going to say about two of the worst things that are happening also in regard to illegal immigration. As you have the spread of this vicious terrorist group called MS-13.
Yes.
They terrorize Hispanic neighborhoods around the country. They force businesses to pay them basically shakedown money.
Yep.
They control the narcotics in neighborhoods. They have forced prostitution, MS-13. President Trump is the very first president in history to take them on. And he has squashed MS-13 like a bug under his foot in this country. I'm not saying they're still not on the other side.
Yeah.
But boy, oh boy, he's eradicated them in this country, much like he's done with ISIS. He makes a statement and he keeps his promises. He's been the best friend Hispanics have ever had in the White House.
Just the facts.
That's right.
Yep. Well said. Hey, Father, before we take a quick break and we get to the next lie about President Trump, can you tell us how people can support Priests for Life? I love having people support what you're doing. Give us a little, comment.
Well, I appreciate that because we rely only on the support of individual donors, and we have a special donation website called prolifegift.org. Mm-hmm. Prolifegift.org, people can give online, mm-hmm. or they can see our address there and send in a check or become a monthly supporter. But, you know, Alveda, whether it's Alveda King or the work of Rachel's Vineyard, healing the wounds of abortion, or the youth outreach, or the political work, or the whatever work we do with the clergy and so forth, all this work is funded in that way. So prolifegift.org, and I really appreciate you mentioning that.
Our pleasure. And, you know, Father, after this show, Bishop Joseph Strickland, who thinks highly of you, is going to be doing his weekly show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And we're going to be talking about the election, and he doesn't mix words. So I want to encourage people to listen to what Bishop Strickland is saying about the election. He makes it very clear that voting for a Biden is a mortal sin. It's not something that you can do. And I love having a bishop say that. When we come back, we get Father Frank Pavone talking about the 12 lies about President Trump. And the lie number 8, President Trump puts kids in cages. Oh, my gosh. Give me a break. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show with Father Frank Pavone from Priests for Life. We'll be right back with more.
Jesus said in Matthew 26, "Stay awake and pray that you may not enter into temptation." According to St. Ephrem, Jesus, who feared nothing, experienced fear and asked to be freed from death, although he knew it was impossible. How much more must we persevere in prayer before temptation assails us, so that we may be freed when the test has come? May God grant that we may withstand temptation and carry out His will in all things.
Baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before, at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Across America, the billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Straight Talk Catholicism from a straight talking priest, a holy priest, but a straight talking priest.
Amen.
Father Frank Pavone. Holiness means set apart for the things of God. And,
yep.
And Father Pavone has sure set, in part, has set himself apart from the world to take on the biggest issue of our lifetime, which is the issue of abortion. That's tantamount to what slavery was 150 years ago. Father, here's another lie. Lie number eight. President Trump puts kids in cages. How do you respond?
No, he doesn't. Back in 2014, there was a surge of unaccompanied minors coming across the border. President Barack Obama was president at that time, and he faced the question of, okay, these kids are coming across the border. What do we do? So at the border, there are facilities there to hold people temporarily being not more than 72 hours, 3 days, until the Department of Health and Human Services can take care of these children, make sure they figure out, you know, where do they need to go and attend to their needs. So meanwhile, during that 72-hour period where they're trying to sort things out, where do these kids come from, who's responsible for them, and so on, what are we going to do? Let them roam free in the streets of El Paso? I mean, they're unaccompanied children. What do? We have to hold them there. All right, so what are you going to do when you hold them there? Let them, interact and sleep with adults who are complete strangers? Then we would be accused of, you're not protecting these children. So they knew they had to, number one, separate the boys from the girls. Number two, separate the kids from the adults. And number three, be able to see what in the world is going on. So what do you do in that case? They built these large rooms, when you say the word cage, it's like, oh, you put your dog in a cage, it's a little tiny enclosure. No, we're talking about large rooms surrounded by the very same thing that you see surrounding a grade school playground, a fence that you can see through. So you see the manipulative bad will, the malice here,
yep.
The deliberate distortion of those who just don't like President Trump. Number one, they refuse to point out these facilities were built under President Obama,
exactly,
who used them. And then point number two, neither President Obama nor President Trump are putting anybody in cages. It's a facility where it's made for their protection. For a short period of time until the United States of America, through its designated agencies, can help these people. And so, again, on electionhonesty.com, we have the links to specific details and stories and pictures,
sure,
and the history of all of this.
Wow.
Here's what's interesting is these cages, as you said, Father, factually, they were built by Obama and his administration. They were called, here, look at the verbal engineering of the left. Back then, they called them holding facilities or detention centers. Now that President Trump is in office and they don't like him, now they call it cages. But under the prior administration, these same facilities are called holding facilities or detention centers. The verbal Pravda, verbal engineering,
yep,
is sickening from the left.
It's sickening. And you know what else I find sickening? And here again, I want to appeal to our religious brothers and sisters, because, a lot of times, it's religious people, it's Catholics, it's some clergy, that are standing up and saying, oh, well, I'm concerned in this election about, a bad character or we have to be kind and we have to be respectful and we have to be honest. Well, I want to hear every last one of their voices,
mm-hmm,
coming against this dishonesty from the left, coming against this dishonesty from the Democrats. No matter what political position you take, if you're a religious person, Where's the denunciation of the lies that are going on here? You know, I want to hear it from the bishops who support Biden. I want to hear it from the priests who say they're going to vote for Biden. Whatever your political preference is, let me hear the denunciation of these sick lies.
Well said, Father. Number nine lie. President Trump is not a Christian.
Well, he is.
Of course.
He's a Presbyterian.
Yeah, that's what he said.
He's a Presbyterian. He has said so.
Yeah.
I can tell you personally, but they've also said it publicly, a number of the pastors I know who minister to Donald J. Trump personally on a spiritual basis have said to me, you know, I've never seen someone more open to the ways of God
Praise God.
The word of God and the working of the Spirit.
Wow.
On election night 2016, when it was clear he was winning, he got on the phone with one of these pastors. And he said, it's the prayers. I know it's the prayers that are giving me the victory.
I love it.
And after he was inaugurated, a pastor asked him, what do you want to be most remembered for? He said, I want to be remembered as the president who prayed more than any other.
Wow.
This is a man, I can attest to you personally,
yes.
He believes in Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. He is a Christian.
Well said.
Yeah, the fact is, the proof is in the pudding.
Yep.
And let's remember, as Catholics, what do we preach all the time? Conversion is possible for Saul of Tarsus and King David. Conversion is possible for anybody. So point number 10, or line number 10, the left says he's a tyrant and a dictator. How do you respond, Father?
Yeah, we are restoring power to the American people is one of his favorite lines. Jesse, you heard it yesterday at the rally, right, in Arizona. He always says that. And how is he doing that? Well, first of all, for example, look how he's taken away all the government regulations, right? So more than any other president. That restores power to the people. You restore power to the people where you get the country out of unfair trade deals and bring the jobs and the factories back to America. You restore power to the people when you restore their religious freedom and their right to life. You restore power to the people when, for example, you tell them in advance who you're going to choose for the Supreme Court. Here's my list. You're being more transparent so that if people don't like the names on that list and they can do all the research they want, they vote against you. If they like the names on that list, they vote for you, but they have more power over the choice. The Democrats are doing the opposite. Now, a dictator, a tyrant, is not going to respect the limited role of authority that he has. The president just does just the opposite. He never tried to write law. He never tried to change law. When he issues executive decisions and executive orders, I'm on conference calls all the time with the administration about this. They always say very clearly, we're working within the limits of the law. And if this law has to change, Congress has to change it. And here, you want to know what a dictator is? Look at communist China, and this also goes into one of the other lies that he's a narcissist.
Yeah.
You want to know what a narcissist and a dictator look like? In communist China, their leaders have ordered Christians to take down the pictures and the images and the crucifixes of Jesus Christ from their homes and put up instead a picture of the communist leader.
There's your narcissist.
That's dictatorship. That's narcissism. Not a man who stands up and does unprecedented things to call for the freedom of religion.
Father, we got 3 minutes left. President, lie number 12, President Trump disrespects women. I'm sure you're familiar with the movie that came out on that, but is that true or false?
It's false. He has a deep respect for women.
Yep.
I remember one incident where an attractive actress greeted him. She extended her hand and then somebody said, oh, you want the Donald to give you a hug? This was before he was president.
Yeah.
And he accepts, you know, the hug and he says, Melania says this is okay, you know.
Yeah.
So he put that clear, respectful boundary there.
Absolutely.
And look, I know a lot of women who have been friends with him for decades. I know a lot of the women that work closely with him in the White House.
Yes.
And every last one of them talks about the respect that he shows to them. You'll see on that electionhonesty.com the high percentage of women that work in his administration.
Yep. Sure.
And look at his beautiful family. You know, the Lord said, a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. He's got beautiful, respectful, successful, well-balanced children, adult children who are just exemplary. And that shows that he and his wife are exemplary as well.
Well said.
Father Pavone, you're welcome anytime to the Terry and Jesse Show. High information Catholic priest, And he's like he's a modern day John the Baptist. Pray for Father Pavone. Father, where can people get all this information? Because you gave us what's called information overload. People are going to say, man, I can't remember all the, where do I get this stuff from?
ElectionHonesty.com. It's a brand new website. You'll get everything we were just saying and a lot more with links and videos. ElectionHonesty.com and our overall election website, ProLifeVote.com. And friends, listen, put everything aside. These next 2 weeks, just zero in on the election. Anything that you can put off until later and get every day, every hour, reach more and more voters to vote pro-life.
Well,
Father,
said.
Father Pavone, yesterday I discovered something at the rally that people chant just spontaneously. It comes from their hearts. They say, we love you. We love you. I was talking to the governor of Arizona yesterday, the congressmen, senators. I was sitting in the VIP section, and they were all telling me, I mean, these guys are political wonks. They said, Jess, there's no president on either side of the aisle where people have spontaneously started chanting, we love you. They didn't do that to Bush, Clinton, Obama, Reagan. No, this comes
spontaneously.
You know
why? Tell us why.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us why.
He's not the establishment.
Exactly.
He's not a politician. He's not the establishment. Mm-hmm. He has changed the direction of American politics. That's why the unlikely voters that the polls don't track, the unlikely voters elected him. The unlikely voters will reelect him because they realize here's now a man, finally, he listens to us. He considers us the elite. He doesn't call his friends and say, give me $1 million for my campaign. He could, and they would, but then they would call him a few months later to ask for a favor. And when he makes his decisions, he doesn't want to be pulled by favors he has to give to his friends. He wants to do what's right for the American people. The American people know that. They know he's a fighter for them. And that's why they are saying, we love you, because they know that he loves us.
Father Frank, last thing I want to comment on. Has there ever been a president who came in and income, I know he donates his income that he was supposed to get for being the president, but his assets have gone down as being the president of the United States. Every other president I've ever heard in my lifetime, they always seem to have a big asset when they are finished with 4 years. He's the only right. one has lost assets. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, it is. He says that, too. He says, look, I gave up billions of this cost me billions of dollars to do this.
Yep.
Plus, he has to take all this garbage from the left and the media and the Democrats. And listen, he wants to do it again.
Yeah,
for another
that's why
4 years.
We love him. We love him for his witness. Yeah. Father Frank, what state should we be living in? I'm going to ask you that question. You remember that one?
State of grace.
Absolutely. Right. Hey, Jess, what's the good word? We got to have five stones of David. What are those five stones?
Five stones. Hey, Catholics. Pray the rosary every day from the heart. Our Lady will defeat this culture of death.
Amen.
Trust me. Number two, go to Mass as often as possible and do a holy hour every week. Number three,
Amen.
Read your Bible every day. The Word of God is the antidote against the heresy of the culture of death. Number four, remember Fridays. Penance, penance, penance. And number five, remain in a state of grace by going to confession often. God bless you. Keep the faith. Terry.
Father Frank Pavone, thanks again for joining us. Don't forget, up next, Bishop Joseph Strickland on the Bishop Strickland Hour. I say he's the number one bishop in the country, and he's part of Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thanks again for joining us here, and may God richly bless you and your family and full sheen ahead at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. God love you.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.